3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 23rd of March. It's National Puppy Day. Happy birthday Mo Farah, Russell Howard, Damon Albarn and Kerry Russell. The ongoing Dáil row over the government's decision to lift the eviction ban finally came to a head on Wednesday as the parties voted on a Sinn Féin motion to halt the process. It had been a long 24 hours for all sides and leaders' questions time saw sharp exchanges between Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald.
By lifting the eviction ban, this government and those who back them are choosing to escalate a housing crisis that was already out of control. You're choosing to make people homeless.
Taoiseach wouldn't accept that the lifting of the ban will cause an immediate wave of evictions and repeated his mantra that the ban had also caused problems in the property market. Social Democrat leader Holly Cairns didn't sound too convinced.
Taoiseach, your decision to lift the eviction ban, the only protection for thousands of people against homelessness, seems inexplicable. People do not understand why any Irish government would make a conscious and a deliberate choice to vote for mass homelessness.
In the end, the government won all four votes, although Green Party TD Nessa Harrigan abstained from two votes and voted against the government motion. She's since been suspended from the party, but with support from the regional independent group, the government comfortably won, but independent TD Sean Canny now wants to see action on the housing crisis.
There's no point in us shouting back and over the Dáil chamber, giving out about what's not done, or sorting out issues politically. We need to make sure that the problem we have, the crisis we have, the emergency we have, is sorted.
UK PM Rishi Sunak's new Brexit deal for Northern Ireland has been passed by MPs in the House of Commons, despite the best efforts of some 22 Tory MPs and a backlash from members of the DUP. Ex-PMs Boris Johnson and Liz Truss were among a small handful of Tory rebels voting against the agreement, but it was passed by 515 votes to 29. Northern Ireland's Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris was happy with the deal, and he says that the majority in Northern Ireland feel the same.
We are maintaining, it's basically 3% of EU law in Northern Ireland, which is the bare minimum to maintain Northern Ireland's access to the single market, which just about every business I've spoken to in Northern Ireland is delighted to be maintaining.
Tory rebel Jacob Rees-Mogg was busy having a grumble about the vote, but the best he could do was throw some Labour Party Brexit shade.
The Labour Party is on side, and that's very interesting because the Labour Party's always been weak on Brexit. So once you see the Labour Party supporting it, you have to wonder if it's as good as it's cracked up to be.
After a three-day visit to Moscow, Chinese President Xi Jinping has headed home with no sign of progress on the Chinese 12-point peace plan for Ukraine. The visit did appear to solidify Beijing's commitment to Moscow, with a return invite to China issued to Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky was busy visiting his troops on the front line in Bakhmut, where he met wounded soldiers and handed out medals.
The most important thing is victory. After the victory, we will definitely visit everything. You have such a difficult fate, but it is so important to protect our historic land. To return everything to Ukraine for our children. I am very grateful to everyone who protects us.
Meanwhile, Tobias Elwood has given a warning on any potential peace talks. The chair of the UK's House of Commons Defence Select Committee made it clear that Russia must have no part of Ukraine.
If there's any part of Ukraine which is left in Russia's hands, Russia, Putin can declare a victory. Putin then survives. Everything calms down and he does it. He regroups, rearms and does it all again in another part of Europe.
It's been a brutal time for the LGBTQ plus community around the world, with anti-trans rhetoric growing and many US states introducing new legislation to outlaw gender-affirming treatment. Now in Uganda, people who identify as gay risk life in prison as their government passes a new bill to crack down on homosexual activities. While homosexual acts are already illegal, Uganda's parliament has now made it a crime to even identify as LGBTQ plus. It's been widely condemned by human rights groups worldwide, but Ugandan official Musa Ekweru was very clear on his government's intentions.
We are making this law for our children, and once it passed, I can tell you, Madam Speaker, we are going to reinforce the law enforcement officers to make sure that homosexuals have no space in Uganda.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Ireland get warmed up at the Aviva, and Jennifer Aniston has some style advice right after this. Welcome back.
Stephen Kenny's Republic of Ireland squad were in action on Wednesday in a friendly match against Latvia at the Aviva. The game is a warm-up for the first of the Euro 2024 qualifiers, which will see Ireland facing France along with the Netherlands and Greece. New to the senior squad, 18-year-old Brighton striker Evan Ferguson scored in his debut in a goal-packed game. It finished 3-2 to Ireland, and the new boy is looking forward to the game with France on Monday.
I think they're the bigger games. I think you should enjoy the bigger games, and it'll see where we're at as a squad and individuals to see how we do against the World Cup winners.
Adam Sandler's been named a style icon. Who would have thought it? It's all down to his co-star Jennifer Aniston, who's been dishing the dirt on his unusual dress sense. The two go way back after both finding fame in the 90s, but they've teamed up again on their latest comedy, Murder Mystery 2, which is available to stream on Netflix from March 31st. Jen popped up on The Tonight Show and she spilled the tea on Adam Sandler's special posh outfit.
We had a dinner, we were in Italy doing the first one, and it was, you know, nice dinner we were invited to, and he shows up in basketball shorts, satin basketball shorts with white piping. But he kind of, you know, Vogue did this. Vogue, you know, basically gave him the style icon, made him a style icon of
something. They said?
Is it really always best to tell the truth? That's the question that Julia Louis-Dreyfus ponders in Nicole Hoffacenter's Sundance Dramedy. The critically acclaimed new movie You Hurt My Feelings has released its first trailer and stars Julia as writer Beth, whose marriage is suddenly thrown into turmoil when she hears her husband's honest opinion on her new book. It leads her to question the whole relationship with husband Don, played by Tobias Menzies.
He's been lying to me this whole time.
I wasn't lying. I was encouraging.
That's not true. You were lying to be encouraging.
You know what?
That's an actor. Mark isn't always great.
So the times when you don't think he's good, what do you say to him?
You're so fantastic.
Really?
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.